This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Once again, this is Eric Michaels, and you've tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Fitness Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with Al Hall, the founder of Yoga Sync TV, coming to us from New Zealand this morning, who is a longtime yogi for nearly 15 years. Al, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
You are very welcome. So tell us, first of all, what's special about yoga and how does it help improve health?
Well, Eric, yoga's a system. It's thousands of years old. It's not one of the latest fads that's been proven, though, even though a lot of yogas are fads, but it's covers all of the basics, really. It gives you a strength workout, a cardio workout, and a flexibility workout, and it really works in so many different ways. It works on this, when it works on strength, there's a lot of different yoga moves that allow you to build strength, and as I said, flexibility. That there's a lot of different yoga moves that allow you to do flexibility. And the beauty about yoga is that you work, you know, many different muscle groups at the same time, whereas traditionally, if you might be stretching one muscle group in a stretch at a gym, you know, you're not really maximizing your time, whereas yoga, you might be doing five different groups at once while building strength and getting a cardio workout. It's really almost the ultimate in exercise, even though it's not really traditionally done for an exercise.
So who would you say yoga is for?
Well, yoga is such a complex system that it's for everyone, really. It's for people that are wanting to lose weight, people that are wanting to perform better in sports. You know, athletic performance is a big one. We've got a lot of the top athletes in the world. For example, LeBron James from the NBA, who are using yoga as part of their fitness regime. And of course, it's for people like executives, stressed executives that, you know, just want a little bit more peace and harmony in their life. It's so broad that it's really, you know, there's a part of the system will suit just about everybody, I would say.
Now, where should a beginner get started with yoga? Say someone's contemplating getting started, where should they begin?
Well, it really depends on what your goals are with yoga. Your beginners, you can have, you know, beginners, if you're a senior, say 65 plus, you might need to start with something a little bit softer. If you're a beginner that's looking for athletic performance, you might start with something different. Or if you're a beginner who's wanting to get less stressed, I mean, a good place to start is always go along and try a couple of different yoga teachers in your town if you've got them available. And if you haven't, you can always try a couple of videos online, which can give you a good base just to see what sort of style you like, because there's, you know, 20, 30 different styles of yoga, so it can be quite confusing for a beginner. But what I recommend is that you start with something that gives you the fundamentals, like really good structural sort of stuff.
Today we are joined by Al Hall from New Zealand this morning, the founder of Yoga Sync TV, who is a longtime yogi for nearly 15 years here on eHealth Radio's Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How does Yoga Sync compare to the standard yoga DVD, video, podcast, etc.?
Well, thanks for asking that question, Eric. You can't really compare it. It's like comparing a V8 with a Mini in many ways, but Yoga Sync's a sort of systemized a style of yoga that focuses on laser-like and alignment and how you position your body, because that is really important. A lot of people hold tension, and yoga's not always good for you. If you're doing things incorrectly, you can create issues over time, as it's coming to light with a few systems now. But with Yoga Sync, it's a really new innovative idea where you can actually progressively build out your own yoga classes, because with traditional media, whether it's a podcast or whether a video, you put the video on and you follow along with it, and you might do that the next week and the following week, but ultimately you're not incrementally improving. Whereas with Yoga Sync, we've developed a very special tool set that allows you to ultimately just restructure little parts of your yoga class week by week as you're practicing with it. And this, I mean, many people will be familiar with the sort of the gym sort of psychology where you go in, and if you wanted to bench press 100 kgs, for example, you might start with 50 and then the next week start with 52 and the following week 55, and over a couple of years build up to that goal. With YogaSync, this we allow you to structure your own video classes, so you might want to do more repetitions of a particular movement if it was a flowing cardio type movement, or if it's a static pose like the warrior or a headstand, you can stay in it longer, or for the example the headstand, bring different variations in it as you're ready for them.
What about those with some experience in yoga? Is YogaSync TV a suitable fit for those kinds of individuals?
Well, if you're sort of the advanced beginners to intermediate, yeah, that's really who YogaSync was built for, because it's giving you a never seen before tool set. And I mean, I know for myself that I get on the yoga class, I can tend to, you know, just get on there and I can flounder a little bit sometimes. I'll say, oh, this is what I want to do, and you get on there and you don't really follow the structure. Whereas with YogaSync, you can say, right, this is what I need today. I'm high energy. I'm going to build a high energy 45-minute class. What I need, and then you say that to your members area and it's there. Or you might say, oh, well, I've only got 15, 20 minutes today and I'm low energy, so you do something a little bit more low energy, but you've got that structure and you've got a massive range of yoga postures that are pre-recorded, so you can just bring them into your timeline as needed, and the instruction is superb. It's been very well researched and written. It's not just been slapped together, so you can be sure you're getting some really accurate instruction there.
Well, how about telling us, if you would, where can our listeners find more information about YogaSync TV and also be in contact with you there?
Well, Eric, they can just pop over to the website, www.yogasync.tv, and just have a browse. Everything's pretty much open. You can go in and have a look at all the different yoga routines in there and play around with the tool sets and browse all the movements, and it's not until you really get to watch the video that it'll prompt you to log in. And that we've got a special $1 10-day trial for those that want a bit of a no-risk look in and get some quality yoga under their belt. I mean, the beauty about it is that it's, you know, it's less than the price of one yoga class per month. So even if you like doing a couple of yoga classes or a week, and you know, you can complement your practice with something like this.
Very good. And finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip and conclusion in regards to our discussion here today?
Well, you know, everybody needs to take action. Basically, that's the crucial thing in life. You need to decide on something and get moving. It's the days of the internet. You know, people tend to sit around and get sucked into Facebook holes or YouTube holes, and you really got to just take action. And the yoga's a great thing to be doing. You don't need workout clothes or gym memberships. You can just do it at home if you've got a small bit of space on your floor. And my main tip for keeping healthy is drink plenty of fresh water. Eric, yoga will only do so much, but water is everything to me.
Yes, it is. Good advice. We've been speaking with, via New Zealand this morning, Al Hall, the founder of YogaSync TV, a longtime yogi for nearly 15 years. And the website of reference, once again, is yogasync.tv. Al, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Eric. It's appreciated.
Likewise. And this has been Eric Michaels. And you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Health and Fitness Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.